Welcome to episode 17 of Techie Turner's Tips, Tricks, and Thoughts. 5 minutes goes by fast, so let's get going. Today's tweet, find and dwell on an item that brings you joy, and the joy will burn away the pain. Why did I choose this one? Simply, I need to focus on the positive and joyful. Have you found that life has two roller coasters going at the same time? For me, it is work and home. It has been my experience that if one is rising, the other is falling, and vice versa. Try as I might, they are never quite level with each other. You have any trick on making that happen? Please let me know. My thought-provoking question and topic today is zero grades. Yes, it's a hot topic, and Benjamin Gilpin, the colorful principal, nailed it for me. Personally, I believe that students should be graded on what they know and can do. Period. Does a student really know zero about a topic? If so, that score should not be given to them as a summative grade. The task of the teacher is to educate and help students know and apply what they know. A zero grade, it tells me two things. Number one, it tells me the teacher's judgment of what the student did not do to complete the given task. Let's put it in other words, how much responsibility and effort the student put into the assignment. For me, work ethic is separate from actual knowledge and its application. Number two, the lack of effort of the teacher to invest time into that student to help him or her learn the topic or content. Whoa, those are fighting words. But think about it. Education is built on relationships. It doesn't matter the child or the behavior. Dr. Comer said something similar to, no real learning occurs without a real relationship. Here, do this. Check out Ben's blog post, The Value of a Zero, in the show notes. And then get back to me and let me know what you think. Talking about grading, some of you have access to student response systems. I suggest you learn how to administer formative and summative assessments using these systems. The help section of the system should help you along. If not, solicit the help of a student, and I'm sure they will be your finest helper the rest of the year. The immediate feedback for you and students will be great and very useful for future lessons. And there'll be less paperwork taking rides in your car. If you have a Google account and students have access to the internet, you can create an assignment in Google Forms and have FluBaru score it for you. FluBaru scores multiple choice and fill in the blank questions, as well as many more types of assessments. Check out the FluBaru website link in the show notes. My suggestion today is to get to know Ken O'Connor. More specifically, the 15 fixes he has for broken grades. I've included a link in the show notes to the PDF he has made available online. Well, the clock has hit double zeros for me. If you have a tip, trick, or thought you'd like to share, please do so in the comments. See you online. This is Techie Turner. Not wires or pliers, but educational technology that inspires. Signing off.